It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts. An update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor Daniel Gatti has been put on the growing disabled list of conductors. Inflamed tendons in his shoulders caused the musician to cancel two planned Carnegie Hall appearances with the Vienna Philharmonic and the rest of his engagements for the next 2 months. In a statement, Carnegie Hall spokespeople said, due to a tendinopathy in both shoulders, Maestro Daniel Gatti, on the advice of his doctors, with deep regret, cancels all his professional engagements for the next 2 months. Franz Welser-Most, the music director of the Vienna State Opera, will take his place at Carnegie for a February 28th concert, and Christoph Eschenbach subs for him at a March 15th concert. Mr. Gatti is the music director for the National Orchestra of France. In Amazon's recently released pilot episode of Mozart in the Jungle, a young curly-haired Latin conductor named Rodrigo, played by Gael Garcia Bernal, is lauded as classical music's next big thing. The magnetic Rodrigo's a dead ringer for Gustavo Dudamel, current music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Mozart in the Jungle is a satirical behind-the-scenes look at a fictional American orchestra. The outgoing conductor Malcolm McDowell is bitter and resentful of his successor's youth and talent. Their nasty rivalry is refereed by the orchestra's urbane chairwoman, Bernadette Peters. Much of Mozart in the Jungle focuses on a young oboist named Haley. Her path eventually crosses with that of Rodrigo at a last-minute orchestra audition. Mozart in the Jungle is inspired by the 2005 nonfiction book by Blair Tyndall that provided an unflattering account of drugs and sexual debauchery in the classical music profession. The pilot, which debuted online last week, was directed by Paul Weitz and was written by Roman Coppola, Jason Schwartzman, and Alex Timbers. The episode's viewable for free. Viewers can leave feedback that Amazon Studios will use to decide whether to turn it into a full series. Those who don't want to make the 30-minute time commitment can watch a brief clip. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.